Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles and read John chapter 15 verses 1 to 27. John chapter 15 verses 1 to 27. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye cannot do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of my Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If you have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I have not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thankful heart that we come in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for endless love that you gave us to fear you, to trust you, to rely only on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us and calling us by our names to come to you and serve you. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood was shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers. And for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, for the good health, the strength, answered prayers, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, greediness, the love of money, the lust of eyes, our worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, and anger. We commit once again into your hand to please you and honor you in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely on you, that as we obey you and honor you in our lives, in doing what you want us to do, then you will fulfill your promises to us and provides our needs. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to do your plan and will in their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the lives and the ministries. We pray, Lord, for the wives to be submissive to their godly husband and to help them and their lives in ministry. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and live a long life, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray that you bless and sustain and provide for all the single parents so they can raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss, your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working now. Lord, we give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters and for the people we see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives, we'll teach people around us to be honest, diligent, to work hard to obey, and be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those people around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do. Lord, help them to obey you, to serve you, and to do their part unto you so that you will help them by taking them out from the troubles that they are passing through. Lord, we pray to heal the sick, to give jobs to those jobless, and to give wisdom to those who need solutions for their problems, and miracles to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, the people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we ask you to be with us in every preaching of your word to them. Lord, put in our mouths the tactful way from your word to evangelize, to teach, and to admonish them. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE in the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, put always in their hearts to fear you and to rely only on you in every circumstances, knowing you will hear them once they seek you. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the website, the publication. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you called your church to do and serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us humble heart to obey you and follow you more, and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Lord, we worship you. We come to adore you again this day. For you are the God eternal, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God whom we truly worship and adore. We thank you, O Lord God, and as we come to worship you as a family, we ask you, O Lord God, that you will fill us with joy, that we will fill us with peace and love that passeth all understanding. Thank you once more, O Lord. We lift your name on high, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. May our homes be filled with dancing, and the streets be filled with joy.
Are not
For your promise that all things are possible for us and for those who believe in your mighty name. You are the Holy God, the mighty one who can do wonders and miracles in our lives. Even the bad things, O Lord, in front of us, you can turn it into good, O Lord God. Even our enemies, you can turn them as our friends, O Lord. Thank you once more, Lord God, and you have prepared for us a table. You have prepared for us a table to dine with you. We come again unto you, O Lord Jesus. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
My life is not my own. I give it to you.
ask us, O Lord, we pray that you will renew our lives, renew our hearts, renew the settings of our minds, O Lord God, that we can fully worship you and adore you in word, in deed, and even the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and first fruit to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for you. Kindly open our Bible in the Malachi chapter 3, verses 9 to 12. Bring ye all tithes into the storehouse, that there may meet in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your abundant generosity. As we give our tithes, offering, and first fruit today, open our hearts to be more obedient on your word, and open the windows of heaven, and rebuke the devourer in our lives as the fulfillment of your word. Bless this money, O God, and bless your people who faithfully give, who give what is due for you, Lord. Bless this money, Lord, for the expansion of your kingdom. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, entitled The Fear of God, Part 20, Psalms 111. Those who fear God, they value His work, and they seek opportunities to serve Him. The Fear of God, Part 20, Psalms 111. Those who fear God, they value His work, and they seek opportunities to serve Him. Open your Bibles in Psalms chapter 111, verses 1 to 10. Psalms 111, verses 1 to 10. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his work, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hand are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray, open our hearts and our minds. As the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today, O God. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 111 is one of the wonderful psalms that encourage us and motivate us and ultimately mobilize us toward the works of God and to take part in his works. David wrote this psalm, and he is started and proceeds through it in this way. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. King David, in saying, praise ye the Lord, in the beginning of this psalm is motivating us to praise God with him. Many people, when you start to speak about the works of God and you try to mobilize them little bit from their comfort zone into serving the Lord, you would find them really not happy and are sad about it. But David, to the contrary, he was joyous that things move forward toward speaking about God's work and God's service. Always be happy and glad and praise God whenever you are called and asked to serve God. David proceeded and said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. David was so elated to praise God, for he was so glad with God's work that ultimately he will take part in it. David made from himself a good example to others and even to us today of how we should be and with good attitude toward the works of God. David would make the praise of God known in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, that he would praise God among those who had committed themselves to serve God and are now in high position to lead the people of God and his church. Put one thing here in your mind, that the assembly of the upright and the congregation are not of different level of commitment. Both their hearts are focused on God. They fear God and are employed in his work and service. Some of them are those leaders who are from a long time walking with God and are serving him. Others are the new converted people who are now starting seeking God and discovering his ways and will. They are the new believers who are nurtured and are helped and led by the elders. Therefore, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, we can see the real experienced people who are long time walking with God and those who are newly had believed Christ and made their commitment to follow God and now are led by others who are the elders in faith than they. David, in praising God and serving him with his whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, had made from himself a model to everyone around him to know the will of God in living for him and in serving him. In the same way, each and every one of us should be a good example to our families, our children, and to others around us. They should see in us our priority in living for God and in serving him. Mm-hmm. And how we are happy when it comes to his work. David said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. This then how we can personalize what David said. My heart, my whole heart, being devoted to his honor, shall be employed in his work. We must praise God both in private and in public, in less or in greater assemblies, in our own families and in the courts of the Lord's house. But in both, it is most comfortable to do it in concert with the upright, those who are faithful, who will heartily join with us in worship and service and to God. Psalms 111 verse 2. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. David recommends to us the works of the Lord as the proper subject of our thoughts and meditations, as they are sought by all those who delight and have pleasure in him. Notice, they are works and not work. So they are multiple and even many. Great are the works of the Lord. And as the following, letter A, the works of the Lord are great. God's works are very magnificent, great like himself. There is nothing in them that is mean or trifling. They are the products of infinite wisdom and power. And we must say this upon the first view of them. Therefore, be encouraged to get involved and put your hand in the works of God, for there is nothing magnificent and great like the works of God, and we shall be proud of such. Letter B, sought out of all. The word all is not denote for all the people, but the meaning of all is that everyone who fear God would seek and inquire and put himself into the works of God. Those who fear God are humble people. And as they would ponder on the works of God, they will discover the secrets of God. For the secret of the Lord is with those that fear him. Psalms chapter 25, verse 14. Psalms chapter 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Those who fear God are not burdened or have troubles toward his work, but they have pleasure and delight in them. All that truly love God has pleasure in his works and have honor to all that he does. The thoughts of their hearts and minds are focused not on anything else but on God and on his works. Therefore, and in the same way, let the thoughts of your heart and mind focus on God and his works. As Paul wrote to us, to set our affection on things above, the things of God, and not on earthly things, as we read here. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. The more you are looking into the things of God and on his works, then the more you are with clear mind, blessed and ready when Jesus will come to take us with him to heaven. Letter C, Psalms 111, verse 3. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Those who fear God, they honor and appreciate God's work. His work is glorious and majestic for them. But to those who do not fear God, they are ashamed when it comes to leave the world and get involved in his work. Those that fear God have pleasure in the works of God and will not take superficial views of them, but will diligently search into them and observe them, and soon will discover the greatness and the glory of God's work. In the same way, fear God by honoring his works and take them seriously, for each and every works of God there is a noble purpose behind it. Letter D, his righteousness endureth forever. All the works of God are justly and holy. He never did nor ever will do any wrong to any of his creatures. And therefore, his works endure forever, as we can read here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God do with it, that men should fear before him. Therefore, consider this, and value all the works of God as beneficial and glorious things that God did and is doing for your good and for the goodness of all mankind. Letter E, Psalms 111, verse 4. He had made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Because the righteousness of God, he had caused his wonderful works to be remembered. His works, they endure, admirable, and memorable, fit to registered and kept on record. Much of our work is not fit to be spoken of or told again. But notice is to be taken of the works of God and an account to be kept of them. God had instituted ways and means for the keeping of some of them in remembrance, as the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt by the Passover. Therefore, as he had made for himself a memorial by his wonderful works, he made himself an everlasting name, that we are challenged every day to serve him, as we are seeing and reflecting on the impacts of his works in our lives. Letter F. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. The works of God are very kind. In them, the Lord shows that he is gracious and full of compassion. As in the works of creation, of how God created the world and in a perfect way that comes out of his grace and compassion. Also in his works in providing for all those that he created. That is the works of providence. Therefore, we must say about his works that they are not only very great, but also they are very good. The name which God has made to himself by his wonderful works is the same name which he proclaimed to Moses, as we read here. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, and to the third and to the fourth generation. The Lord God is gracious and merciful. God's pardoning sins is the most wonderful of all his works, and which ought to be remembered for his glory. Those who fear God will haste toward repentance and will not abuse the gracious and the compassionate God. Otherwise, that will turn to their judgment. Therefore, take heed. Repent of all your sins, so the gracious and compassionate God shall give you and restore you back to him. Letter G, Psalms 111, verse 5. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. It is a further instance of his grace and compassion that mark his works, that he had given food and provided for those who fear him. He gives them daily bread, the food convenient for them. God do that to others by common providence. But to those that fear him, He gives it by a covenant and in pursuance of the promise. For it follows, he will be ever mindful of his covenant. God remembers his covenant forever to those who fear him, so that they can taste covenant love. Some refer this to the manna with which God feed his people, the Israelites, in the wilderness, or to the much spoil and plunder they got from the Egyptians when they came out with great material, according to the promise made to Abraham, as we read here. Genesis chapter 15, verse 14. Genesis chapter 15, verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. When God broke the heads of Leviathan, he gave him to be meat to his people. Psalms chapter 74, verse 14. Psalms 74, verse 14. Thou breaks the head of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Those who fear him are those who value his works and take part in them. Therefore, for those who fear him, he will not only feed them, but enrich them and give their enemies to be a prey to them. Because according to his promise, he will ever be mindful of his covenant. Though God's people are often unmindful of his covenant, yet he is mindful of his covenant, that those who fear him, he will continue to bless them. Therefore, let us continue to fear God and be faithful to him, and so his love, care, provision, protection, and favor will continue to reach us. Psalms 111, verse 6. He had showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. God had shown his people the power of his works by giving them the lands of other nations. We are here taught to give glory to God for the great things he had done for his people Israel. He had given proof of his omnipotence and shown them what he can do, and that there is nothing too hard for him to do. Two things are specified to show the power of his works. First, the position God gave to Israel in the land of Canaan, and that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. That he did in Joshua's time, when seven nations were driven out and subdued, and in David's time, when the neighboring nations were many of them brought into subjection to Israel and became tributaries to David. Here, God showed his sovereignty in disposing of kingdoms as he pleases and according to his might and power. God gave the Israelites the land of their enemies to them when he found among his people individual who delight to serve him. The church of God will be expanding when God will found people who are delight to serve him and who honor and delight in his work. Second, the deliverance he accomplished for his people when by their iniquities they had sold themselves into the hand of their enemies. Psalms 111, verse 9. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. At first, he took his people out of Egypt, and often afterwards, the deliverance of God provided during the time of Judges, when his people were repeatedly sinning, and such sins brought troubles to them. But God, through the Judges, was delivering them and giving them a new chances as they repent and bear the consequences of their sins. The same also, when they sinned and he handed them to the Babylonians, and after 70 years, he redeemed them and brought them back to the land of Canaan. He provided redemption for them because his covenant with them stands forever. This is the redemption work of God in the life of his people. Those works of redemption were typical of the great redemption, which in the fullness of time was to be accomplished out by the Lord Jesus, that through him, deliverance is accompanied by repentance, faith, and obedience. Psalms 105, verse 8. Psalms 105, verse 8. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. God's covenant is commanded, for he has made it as one that has an irrefutable authority to prescribe both what we must do and what we must expect, and an unquestionable ability to perform both what he had promised in the blessings of the covenant and what he has threatened in the curses of it. That is why holy and reverent is his name. Therefore, and in the same way, the Church of God will go through deliverance when God will found in us repentance, faith, and willingness to do his work and will. Therefore, we are admonished to repent and amend our ways so the redemption works of God will be manifested in our lives. Psalms 111, verse 7. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. What God has done shall never be undone. This assures us of the stability of both his work and of his works. And the great things he will do for us, he will not undo it himself. Men and devils cannot reverse his works. The works of his hand are verity and judgment. And that is how those who fear God stands against persecution, knowing that God had said, shall never be unsaid, for all his commandments are sure. And he will accomplish them and will come through in our lives. Therefore, let us stand firm in front of all the pressures and the persecution, trusting God that he will accomplish what he had promised. Psalms 111, verse 8. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. All the works of God stand to eternity. They are established forever and ever and are done according to his truth and enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. For all done according to the counsel of his wisdom and purpose of his will, all will done, and therefore there is nothing to be altered or amended, but his works are firm and unchangeable. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. His precept, the rule of our actions, are unquestionably. They are just and good, and therefore unchangeable and not to be repealed. His promises and warning are all sure and will be made good, nor shall the unbelief of man make either the one or the other of no effect. They are established, and therefore they stand fast forever and ever, and the scripture cannot be broken. The wise God is never put upon new counsel, nor obliged to take new measures, either in his laws or in his providences. All is said, all is done, in truth and uprightness, and therefore it is immutable. My dear and beloved, Psalms 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. It is not only reasonable that we should fear God, because his name is revered and his nature is holy, but it is advantageous to us. It is wisdom. It will direct us to speak and act in a consistency with ourselves and for our own benefit. To fear God is the head of wisdom, as we read it, is the beginning of wisdom. Men can never begin to be wise till they begin to fear God. All true wisdom takes its rise from true relation with God and has its foundation in Him. They manage well those who always act under the government of His holy fear. When the fear of the Lord rules in the heart, there will be a constant awareness to keep his commandments, not only to talk of them, but to do them. Those who fear God, their obedience is graciously accepted as a plain indication of their mind that they do indeed fear God. Those obedient are accepted as the most intelligent. They understand themselves and their interest by making God's law their rule and are in everything ruled by his law. A great understanding have those that know God's commandments and who learn them and do them and walk according to them as the word of God says. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. The fear of the Lord and the laws of God that give men a good understanding will make us wise unto salvation. And we will go forward in doing his will and live to do his work, and take an active part of God's service and ministry. We will be filled with joy and gladness that we are called to serve him and take part in his kingdom and in his church and service. For this, we praise him, and others who fear God will join us to praise him for. His praise endureth forever. To him belongs eternal praise. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that shows me the truth of your word and your covenant with me. Lord, great is your word and magnificent, honor and gracious. All your commands are true and your covenant is everlasting. Now confess and renounce all your sins. Renounce your pride, renounce your selfishness, and renounce your doing your own will and your own plan. Renounce all your idols, renounce your worldliness, the lust of your eyes and the lust of your heart. Renounce your sin of leaving your service and ministry. Confess your sin of not reading your Bible. renounce your arrogance and self-righteousness. Confess your non-willingness to get involved with God's work and service while you are wasting your time with friends and with the media and games. Confess your laziness and your sins of immoralities, stealing, telling lies, etc. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to serve you and to take an active part of your work and ministry. Lord, I commit myself to honor and appreciate all the works that you are doing in my life and in the life of your church and your people. Lord, I cry out to you to deliver me out from the following hardship and trial that I am in now. Lord, sustains me and provide for me to continue to be firm in my commitment to you and to the work that you are entrusted to me to do. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and willing to come back to you and to obey your word and to fulfill their vows and renew their commitment to do and to honor all your good works. Lord, bless them and restore them back to you, that once again to serve you and be a good example to others, that people can see you through their lives. Lord, reveal them up with your word and with your grace. Lord, provide for them of what is needed and protect them and make them fruitful. Lord, we pray for us as a church to empower us so we will continue to teach your people and stand firm on your word. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us this spiritual gift to go and evangelize and make disciples and bring them to your feet. Lord, enable us to train more workers to go and serve you. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, prepare us for your coming, that you will take us with you, that you will take us when you will come. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
From the mountains to the valley, hear us. Yeah.